Loud discontent voiced today by Walt Disney shareholders at the company's annual meeting has prompted a change. This evening, the company's board voted to replace Michael Eisner with board member and former Senator George Mitchell as chairman. For now, though, Eisner will remain the company's chief executive officer. NPR's Allison Aubrey was at the shareholders meeting today, and she joins us for a brief update. Allison, tell us, please, what happened earlier today at that shareholders meeting?
Well, Melissa, today this afternoon, about 42% of shareholders voted to withhold their support for Michael Eisner's re-election as board chairman. And that was about 4 o'clock this afternoon, so about by 9 p.m. Eastern time. What happened is the board of directors had to respond, and they had to say, okay, shareholders, we hear you. What you're saying is that you're not pleased with Michael Eisner. And what they have just decided that they will do is that they will have Eisner step down as chairman. And they will replace him. And as you point out, he will remain on as CEO.
Now, do you think this move, splitting the head of the company essentially into two pieces, will that be enough to appease those dissident shareholders?
Well, in a word, I don't think so. I mean, you know, some directors floated this idea earlier in the week, you know, in anticipation of this strong, you know, show of no confidence for Eisner. They sort of said, okay, well, what we'll be able to do is to split these apart. We'll force Eisner to step down as chairman. And what institutional investors are saying is that, no, there's still too much, there's been too much concentration of power. You know, Eisner's had 10 years to sort of clean things up, to turn around the losses that Disney has been seeing lately. And they're saying, you know, it's time for him to go. He's had too much concentration of power, and it's just not enough to remove him as chairman. He needs to go as CEO as well.
So now, as chairman, there's Senator George Mitchell, former senator from Maine. He'd been involved in Irish peace talks, and I guess taking over at Disney might not be such a big challenge compared to that. What happens with the company after this?
Well, what happens, as you mentioned, Senator George Mitchell will come in as chairman, and the board voted unanimously to do that tonight. You know, he and Eisner have worked very closely together in the last few years, especially on issues of corporate governance. And, you know, today Mitchell gave this lengthy presentation going on about at the shareholder meeting. He sort of went out of his way to stress to investors that Disney's made big changes in the way it's managed its boards. Disney had come under fire for having a large board with few independent directors. And Mitchell, who's sort of overseen these changes on the board, he's saying, we've brought Disney in line with corporate governance rules. There are fewer board members. More of them come from outside Hollywood or entertainment. They've named some sort of, you know, well-respected corporate leaders, men who aren't necessarily beholden to Eisner, and the idea is it will make the company more independent, the board more independent.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
Thank you.
NPR's Allison Aubrey.